Welcome to Union City Radio for Monday, January 17th, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
There is nothing more fundamental in a democracy than the right to vote.
That's AFL-CIO President Liz Schuler.
It's how we make our voices heard. And right now, state legislatures across the country have introduced hundreds of bills to make it harder for the American people to exercise their right to vote. Our freedom is on the line here. Democracy is fragile, but we have the power to protect it. We have the power to demand our senators exercise their majority and pass the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. It shouldn't be this hard to pass laws that help people. It should be a simple 50-vote majority, but an outdated procedure in the U.S. Senate called the filibuster is stopping us. The choice is clear. Sideline the filibuster, not the hopes, aspirations, and representation of America's people. Join us, sign the pledge, make the calls to your senators, and fight to protect our voting rights.
AFL-CIO President Liz Schuler. We've got a link to take action on our website at dclabor.org, where you'll also find the latest area labor events calendar. Today's labor quote is by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. speaking to the AFL-CIO convention in 1961.
As a labor hater and labor beta is virtually always a twin-headed creature spewing anti-Negro epithets from one mouth and anti-labor propaganda from the other mouth.
In today's labor history, on this date in 1962, President John F. Kennedy signed Executive Order 10988, guaranteeing federal workers the right to join unions and bargain collectively. Because the Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Bus. You can find out more at unionsbus.org. This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.